Hello, everybody, and welcome to Bikescape, episode number 48, New Year's Eve, 2007. Welcome to Bikescape once again. That was, yes, you guessed it, the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies from the Nutcracker Suite, played entirely on bicycle parts. So somebody named Johnny Random put that together as an advertisement composition for Specialized bicycle parts. Anyway, it's the end of the year, and I have lots of little bits and pieces of podcasts that never came to be. They never came to fruition because they weren't complete as a podcast, but they all have a certain value of their own because they were all important things that I felt strongly about when I was recording them. And taken together, they make a podcast. So lucky me, I have something to put out this week. So let's start with the Shake Your Peace Festival that happened in Dolores Park earlier this year. Wasn't very well publicized, so not a lot of people showed up, but it was actually a lot of fun. The music in the background you hear is coming from Matt, who has a little act he calls Antsy Pants, from using a machine that he created out of a laundry basket and a lot of bicycle parts. And it sounds like this. Describe it, please.
My name is Matt, and this is currently without a name. It's a laundry basket converted into a sort of big wheel look-alike. It's got a couple rare road bike wheels appended on the sides, and
with playing cards along the sides.
Yeah,
so you can get that clackety sound.
Yeah, and a basket in front with a little handlebars and a bell. There's the bell. There's a little off balance there. The seat's on the back, so anyone sitting on it would probably just fall backwards if no one's holding on.
A little xylophone.
Yep, and xylophone in the front.
What, handlebars make a noise too?
Not so much. Yeah. Yeah, the idea is to get like, get it surrounded by about 5 to 8 people.
And yeah, and then it gets Dionysian then when that happens.
Yeah, exactly. So. Banging into your
phone. So hello, we are the BC Klets.
Hey, Klets, Klets.
We are a bicycle-inspired performance collective from Vancouver, Canada. And we are beyond thrilled to be here today with all the amazing, lovely people in this beautiful, beautiful park. Yeah, San Francisco. I've never been here before. I don't know. I think a bunch of us have never been here before, so we're pretty stoked. And I don't know. A little bit about us. What are we doing? Why are we here?
Let's get started.
Yay! Let's see it.
The sun is setting, so
it's time for us to kick it.
The light.
Yeah, let's go. All right, rock it.
Well, the first song is called Street Fighter. It's a Canadian band, and it kind of is a little bit of a song we like to sing while rolling down the street because it's about, being
a street fighter.
In Vancouver, a lot of battling with the cars, perhaps.
Ladder.
Ladder.
Okay.
Go! Yeah.
Louder.
Well, I hope you're getting an idea of how it was. It's one of those situations where podcasting just doesn't work in all cases because they're dancing. But they did a great performance. They're all dressed in my favorite colors, black and red, and they've got these great belts made out of bicycle reflectors and very spirited young ladies. Later on, earlier actually in the evening, I did manage to get in a conversation with Melissa, who's the my contact there, and she was very nice, and we had a nice conversation, so here it is.
Hi.
Hey, John.
Pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Welcome to San Francisco.
Thank you.
You thought it was going to rain, huh?
Yeah. No, I brought some clothes for cold and rain, but it's been pretty darn nice on our trip, so that's good.
I'm glad you found a place. I didn't know why I didn't think of just, like, doing it in the park.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Oh, totally. We've performed at so many different venues, like parking lots, parks.
I racked my brain
like
trying
theaters,
to figure out.
Like, yeah. Yeah, no, so it's really good that Gabe set us up with this and seemed really hooked up, so it's perfect.
Okay. Yeah. So, where have you been this year? You've been doing this up and down the coast?
Just for these past 2 weeks. We started, I guess, last Friday, the 17th. Is that last Friday? I don't know.
More or less.
Yeah, more or less. So it's kind of like a little bit over halfway, and it's a 2-week trip, and we've gone from Vancouver, LA. We were at LA just a couple of days ago, and now we're heading back up north the coast.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so it's been amazing. Like, every single bike community that we've been at offers a lot of love and a lot of generosity, and we're just trying to, like, connect different communities. And
that's great. Yeah, they're all, like, blossoming all up and down the coast, aren't they?
Exactly.
Isn't it bizarre? Have you been to Portland yet?
We love Portland.
I just got back from there myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were you covering Midnight Ride As from LA? They went up to Portland too, right?
Oh, no. I was just there on vacation.
Okay.
I recorded some interviews, but that was about
it. Nice. Did you meet the Sprockets while you were
there? No, I've heard of them, yeah.
Oh, the Sprockets?
Yeah, no, I didn't meet anybody I was supposed to meet.
Oh, really?
Everybody was out of town or whatever.
Oh, no.
It was great.
That's super. Yeah. We're going to the Portland. We have a show there on Thursday with the Sprockets. And it's one of our favorite places to go because the bike culture there is just so, I don't know, it's just there. There's, like, zoo bombers. Have you heard the zoo bombers?
Oh, yeah, all that stuff.
There's, like, a lot of freak bike making. There's a lot of, like, films. And, like, there's Show Me the Pink, which is a band that some of the Sprockets are in. And they sing about bikes.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's sort of like snowballing over there. It's because people are coming from around the country. They're all attracted by it.
And I was trying to figure out why Portland's so cool. And we were like, well, maybe because it's big enough to offer enough diversity, but, like, small enough to kind of fly under the radar for a lot of things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
People talk to each other there. I think that's what it is.
Yeah,
it's community.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's all it is, really. It's just people are willing to do stuff.
And yeah. But, like, a lot of places we go, like, if you're in the bike community, everybody's friendly. Like, even we were really surprised in LA. Like, people would just.
I was surprised down there too. Yeah, LA is really happening these days.
Yeah, and, like, we went on a big ride. It was a Big Lebowski themed ride, and it was, like, posted by some of the Midnight Riders. But it was. They need to work a little bit on their group rides and how they keep things together.
Yeah.
So we gave them a few tips because it was a little bit, there's lots of people, but some were, like, super fast and some were not so fast. And, like, I know when we do rides in Vancouver, we, like, totally keep things pretty tight because and we want, if we're corking, we want it to be tight. Like, we don't want any cars to come through or, like, you know, all that stuff. So But it was really awesome.
Yeah, LA is different. LA isn't coexisting with the cars.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I was surprised. Like, I thought we'd get a lot more road rage than we do. We did, but it was nothing.
It was late at night.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But we did get the LAPD come. We were performing in the park, and they came down. And they're like, 5 minutes, get out of this park, you know. And we're like, okay. And then 5 minutes later, they're like, 5 minutes. So, and then
they became part of the show.
Yeah, and then they sent the choppers in to, like, light us up. Oh, no, for real.
That's LA.
Like, choppers, and they're like, and they followed us a ways down. We're going to go bowling because it was a big Lebowski ride. But
so who else are you guys hanging out with tonight? Who's here?
Who's here?
I saw Matt with his machine there.
Yeah, Gabe is Shake Your Peace. He said it's kind of like 1-4 person band kind of thing, bike inspired. And I guess Matt does Antsy Pants.
That's Antsy Pants.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're not really too sure what we're into. I was excited to.
We got about 8 people hanging out watching.
Yeah, we're hoping for a few more. Maybe some of these people walking their dogs and stuff will come in. Because that would be amazing.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Might have, I recorded all that. Is that okay?
Really? Yeah, that's okay.
We are the BC Klets, a bikers collective creating love, equality, and toughness through engaging spectacle. Yeah. Perpetually in motion, taking back the streets for revolutionary use as bicycle ways and dance floors.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! We're revolutionary, like our wheels. Hot, tough, and shiny.
Ow!
Like the awesome steeds we tame and ride.
Woo! Ow!
Pedal, pump, coast, and fly. We ride in all weather. Swing, shimmy, strut, and jive. We dance in all weather. We are a spectacle, a show, a delight. We are artists, mechanics, scientists, designers, and leaders. Teachers, architects, riders, planners, and bikers. A lifestyle of agility, sustainability, of respecting all ability. Our bodies don't end where our bikes begin. We're beauty, we're pride. We dance hard, roll fast, and tread lightly, loving life. Inspiring others to ride.
Ow!
We are the BC
Klets. Riding my bicycle. Riding my bicycle. Riding my bicycle. Riding my bicycle, so smooth. When I was 9 years old, I had my bicycle. Now that I'm 31, I think it's just as fun. So fun. Before I got my guitar, before I had my first car, I had my training wheels, bicycle made of steel. Bicycle and float and go. wish that I could fly. Bicycles in the sky. My legs are getting strong. Bicycles all day long.
The Jelly Dots, a band with another song in the long line of Bikescape songs entitled Bicycle. That song's available for free download. Go to the website, bikescape.blogspot.com, and there will be a link to it. Another thing that's been going on over the past year, continuing to go on, is Critical Mass. It's been through quite a few changes around the world. Here in San Francisco, we had a bit of a mishap, a little bit of a disagreement between Cars and Bicycles that got into the newspapers earlier in the year, back in May or so, caused some consternation and self-reflection and whatnot. But it does continue to go on. Critical Mass seems to have a mind of its own, and it really doesn't matter what the press is saying or what people are thinking or what everybody in the ride wants it to do. It goes on and does what it wants to do. Anyway, I went down a couple months ago with my recorder, and I collected some interviews asking people what they thought about the relevancy of Critical Mass in this year, as in the face of all that's happened in the past and in the recent past. Anyway, it's just a little sampling of people who go to Critical Mass here in San Francisco. It may not apply to what happens in your town. I know that people in Amsterdam wonder why anybody would want to have a Critical Mass. It happens every day there, and it's getting to be like that in London as well. But here in San Francisco, it does seem to have a purpose still. So here are some of the talks I had with various people before the ride.
When was your first ride?
5 months ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so this is actually my 5th month anniversary.
Are you from around here?
No, I'm from New York.
Oh, yeah?
Upstate, Rochester, yeah. And I rode a bike there, came out here, had a bike for a little while, rode around, but I was pretty nervous because I didn't really understand the streets, and it was so busy, so I just kind of tucked it away. And I had a boyfriend who had a car, so we drove everywhere. Then we broke up. The first thing I did was hop back on my bike and just pedal around, really learn that there were bike routes. And I was just using it on and off for commuter, though, really.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't going with my bike to get groceries or to go out at night.
Did you know anybody else who rode?
No.
So you kind of...
I didn't. So I was also kind of isolated.
Yeah.
You know, even though there's such a big community out here, I'm kind of a shy person, so I wasn't...
Critical Mass ended that, though.
Well, yeah, So
well,
he was trying to get me to do Critical Mass. You should come. And I was a little hesitant. I had never even seen it. Surprisingly, I don't know how that can happen, me living here for so long and never seeing it.
Yeah.
But so he convinced me. I went, and it was the most perfect thing I've ever done.
Because, yeah, why? What is it? What appeals to you about it?
What did I like about it? There were so many people.
Yeah.
All united for the same positive cause of promoting bikes and showing how many of us are in the city. I also like that it's a different thing to, you know, just like it's a different thing to everybody. And it's overwhelmingly positive because of those two things.
You guys are on Blazing Saddles bikes. Where are you from? What's your name?
O-E.
O-E?
O-E?
From Israel?
Yeah.
What's your name?
And I'm Liv from Israel as well.
Do you have Critical Mass there still?
Yes, we have. Hopefully.
Yeah. What cities?
In Tel Aviv.
In Tel Aviv?
Actually, only in Tel Aviv.
Last Friday of the month?
No, I think it's
every week.
I think it's weekly.
No.
I think so. Oh, might be.
There's a website, right?
Jill.
Jill, hi. How you doing? I see you're a local. Are you a local?
I live in Berkeley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you think? Did you know about it? So you could do critical mass in Tel Aviv?
No, actually, we don't.
No, did you know about it before you came here? How did you get it?
What about it in some magazine?
A magazine about a tourism magazine.
Yeah, tourism
really?
Magazine about San Francisco.
That's interesting. So, because the Chamber of Commerce, one of the people in charge of marketing the city today, said that the critical mass is not a problem anymore for marketing the city.
It's not a problem.
Yeah, I think it's less than a problem, and it brought you here, huh?
Definitely. He loves biking, so I joined him.
Yeah. Is there a big bike culture in... what city are you
from? Tel Aviv. We're near a suburb of Tel Aviv. Yeah. There isn't, but they're trying to raise one now, to develop one now. They're building these new bike paths all over town. So not yet, but they're starting to be.
So, do most people drive?
Yeah. Either drive or take the bus.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks.
Sure.
Hey, Bike Dave.
John Winston, how are you doing? Are you fucking podcasting? Great.
Yes, I am. What do you think of Critical Mass on the 15th anniversary?
I think it's a wonderful anniversary. I feel young again. I feel 15.
The quinceañera.
Si.
What's happened in San Francisco in the last 15 years?
You know, this week I pulled out Critical Mass, a Defiant Celebration, and started reading all the essays in it. And it was a great retrospective from the first Critical Masses, which I missed. Yeah. My 10-year anniversary being July of this year.
Oh, so you've been around for 2/3 of it.
Yeah. And I really liked how Dave Schneider put it, that it did more to grow the San Francisco Bike Coalition's membership than anything else. That's paraphrased, but something like that.
Do you think Critical Mass has outlived its usefulness?
Oh,
here
all.
Comes Joel with a provocative question,
Has it outlived its usefulness?
I enjoy riding with my friends, even the ones I haven't met yet.
That's what brings me, I guess, too.
That's why it's a celebration more than a protest. I don't know.
What do you think, Joel?
I think it might become useful someday. I'm looking forward to the day when... useful in the sense of, you know, daily.
Yeah, daily critical mass.
Daily critical mass.
Well, the reason I ask is because I was listening to a podcast out of London, and they were talking about how critical mass has outlived its usefulness because everybody's already riding, and anytime the sun is shining, it's a critical mass in London these days.
Just now met somebody over at the public library using the internet. She's from Utrecht, which is in near Amsterdam in Holland. And she was having a very hard time understanding why we had this ride. I said, did you know? She rode her bike from Alaska, and she's on her way to Argentina. And she's riding through here, and I just happened to bump into her just an hour ago. Started telling her about this ride, and she just couldn't fathom it. Why would anybody want to get together with a bunch of bicyclists and ride together? That just seems so strange. I mean, that's everyday life in Utrecht.
Yeah.
We wanted everyday life here. That's exactly what
London, we want to be like Utrecht, right?
And if in London there's only critical mass on sunny days, well, they got some work to do on those rainy and cloudy days.
Well, I understand there's quite a resurgence of bicycling over there, so it's probably a different world.
I understand that too.
Yeah. It's got a ways to go here, though. What kind of bike are you riding there? Before I turn this off.
A free bike.
A free bike.
The best bikes are free. The best things in life are free. This ride is free.
Free that was a good answer, but
free is one of the 8 most recognizable words in the English language, by the way. For all you marketing folks out there.
I got a bicycle, and that is all I have. And in this world today, how else to make my stand? The mass is critical, people don't understand. My city's fit to pop, the time is well at hand. I got a headlight, baby, so I can ride at night. I got a bicycle, I got a bicycle, I got a bicycle. Me and the girl going riding. Bicycle, simple bus ride. Going riding on my bike. got a headlight, baby, so we can ride at night. We got a bicycle, we got a bicycle, we got a bicycle.
Why is he bothering you?
Yes.
Are you playing follow Lillian?
No.
I'm just gonna follow Theo then.
You can follow me.
I'm gonna follow Theo.
In other news, my youngest daughter Lillian, age 6, just learned how to. Over this year, she recently learned how to start riding her bike on 2 wheels. As I said in an earlier podcast, it was very easy because she was used to riding on a trailer bike type setup. You know, the little third wheel. Tandem type bicycle, and just like my older son, who's 9, Theo, they both didn't need training wheels. They just got pushed off, and there they were on their own. And Lillian's actually even been riding in the street a little bit, at least the quiet in the streets around my house. And it's been great. Another milestone in our family. What's your bike called, Lillian?
A
Little Sparkle. Schwinn.
Whoa.
Whoa. I'm beside next to Daddy. Now you have to follow me.
So what are we doing today, Lillian? We're just riding around in circles?
Yeah. We're going 3 miles.
In circles?
Ovals.
Ovals, yeah.
Long ovals.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, you fell. You okay? Oh, uh-oh. I'll be right there. What happened? Where are you hurting? Oh, on your neck? Oh, you got a little scrape there. Yeah, that's your first fall, your first big bike fall. Now you have to learn how to fall.
Round and around and around and around and around.
Oh, let me get a kiss.
Spin the wheels on my bicycle.
Come around full circle, another year goes by, and there's still some news to keep track of. Those of you who actually read the Bicegate blog, there was actually I posted a memo from the Bay Area Air Quality Management District, a memo from Human Resources to the employees there that instructed them not to ride bikes. It said it has come to our attention that the employees are riding bicycles in the course of their duties, and we think that's way too dangerous, and our insurance doesn't cover it, whatnot, and from now on you have to drive the Bay Area Air Quality Management District cars. And that raised a bit of a ruckus in the blogosphere. People have been calling up and asking this HR manager what's going on. And the answers basically have been that it's the insurance. The insurance considers bicycling to be more dangerous than driving. And it's basically a fear of the unknown, I believe, is what it is, because I don't think there is any study whatsoever that says bicycling is more dangerous than driving. And there are some informal studies out there. You can look at the Ken Kiefer bike pages to see some informal studies that make bicycling seem a little safer, actually. And, you know, I think that there are fewer fatalities, I should say, even though maybe a few more broken collarbones here and there, fewer fatalities on bicycles. But it would be nice to, if anybody knows of a real study out there. I've been scouring the internet, and I don't think one has actually been conducted. But one of the things the Bay Area Air Quality Management District wants to do, these are the people, by the way, the Air Quality Management District, they're the ones that that regulate the air, that they go out and they inspect businesses that are polluting the air, and they regulate the condition of the air, and they're also the ones behind the Spare the Air days when you get free rides on transit and whatnot. But they would like, on further questioning, they say that what their plan is that they would like to create their own fleet of bicycles for people to ride on, and that way they'll know they're in good repair. To me, that seems a little less safe than letting employees ride their own bicycles. You know, you're a bicyclist, you know how it feels. You're intimately involved with your bicycle. You know how it feels when you ride, when there's something wrong, when there's a funny sound, or if there's something a little squishy in the way the pedals are working. You don't notice that on somebody else's bike, especially a pool bike, you know, a bike pool. That would just be, I think that's kind of crazy. But we'll let the bureaucracy work it out. And not to worry, Bikescape will stay on the case. In other news, you may remember a few podcasts back, the Octavia Boulevard intersection where there was a near-fatal accident between a car making an illegal right turn into a bicyclist. With the Department of Parking and Traffic put in some temporary barriers, and it seemed to do the trick. People were not taking the illegal right anymore, and now they've made it permanent by putting in a concrete buffer zone that cars will crash if they try to go over it. Also, Assemblywoman Fiona Ma is planning to introduce legislation in the state assembly in January to put in cameras to automatically ticket drivers who take an illegal right turn at that intersection. So that string of nasty accidents will hopefully come to an end. Thanks to the perseverance of the Bicycle Coalition and all the people that showed up at that protest a few months back. Okay, going to other news. Let's see. The Bike Kitchen, the San Francisco Bike Kitchen, that is having a tune-up class Monday, January 7th from 7 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. This is at the Bike Kitchen at 1256 Mission Street at Lasky. That's downtown area of Mission Street. They meet for three Mondays, January 7th, 14th, and 21st, and will be limited to 8 people each. The class will be hands-on, so bring a bike, get ready to get greasy, and over the next 3 weeks, it'll cover what is included in a basic shop tune-up. Installing, removing tubes and tires, you know, fixing a flat, installing brake and shift cables, adjusting brakes and gears, chain maintenance, truing the wheels, etc. So the fee, is a sliding scale, and $40 to $110 for current Bike Kitchen members, or $70 to $140 for non-Bike Kitchen members, although a year-long membership comes with the class. So you don't need any previous knowledge about bikes, and it's not required or expected, but you just need a willingness to learn and have fun. So brownpapertickets.com is where you go to find the link to that. Open Eco Energy Camp, Thursday, January 10th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Mission Bay Conference Center at 1675 Owen Street in San Francisco. You can join nationally recognized business and ecology leaders, talented open source developers focusing on environmental impact, and eco-volunteers for the Open Eco Energy Camp. Attendance is free. Just bring your creativity and passion for change.
Well, the reason I...
Daily. Yeah, Daily Critical Mass.
Daily Critical Mass.
Good. February 10th at the SFBC headquarters, 995 Market Street at the corner of 6th, up on the 15th floor. They have four-hour in-classroom courses to teach the basics of safe and enjoyable cycling, including riding in traffic, the necessary equipment you need, crash avoidance, legal rights and responsibilities, and it's open to adults, or anybody actually, 14 and over. A while back, somebody wrote to me, I'm sorry I never got back to you about it, but somebody wrote to me asking about critical manners. He said a friend of his was in town and saw this ride of... young people riding on bikes and wearing reflective paraphernalia and signaling and stopping and riding in a group. It's called critical manners. It's what they call a revolutionary act of courtesy. Come and put the nice back in the bike world with critical manners, a helmet wearing, bell ringing, blinky sport and good time for you and all your bike friends. Practice synchronized signaling, stopping at stop signs and not blowing red lights. Critical manners is a great introduction for riders who haven't ridden in an urban setting before, as well as experienced riders who enjoy group rides. Helmets and blinkies are mandatory. So that's Friday, January 11th at 5:30. Meet at the northeast corner of Larkin and Grove. And I often advocate for the big critical mass to stop at red lights. And I think it probably wouldn't work very well. If everybody stopped at red lights during critical mass, you'd probably have total chaos. At least keeping the ride together seems to be a little bit kinder to other people using the road in the long run, at least. But each to their own. There's going to be an architecture ride on January 12th, 1:30 p.m. in front of the David Hughes Building, which is the Bicycle Coalition's building at 995 Market. In the first few decades of the 20th century, James and Merritt Reid designed an impressive number of San Francisco buildings, from theaters to hotels, office blocks to townhouses, band shells to trolley car barns. They had scant professional training, but plenty of hustle, and they were these two Canadian brothers who left their mark across the width of our city. So come discover some of their work and hear their story. It's a two-hour ride, longer if we're having fun. And the idea is to have a big lunch beforehand, because there's not going to be any time to stop for a snack. And also, it says here, rain cancels. So what a bunch of wusses, huh? Anyway, it sounds like fun. I might go on that. Also, in that same vein, on January 17th, Thursday, at 7 p.m. at the Ecology Center in Berkeley, California. That's at 2530 San Pablo Avenue near Dwight Way in Berkeley. There's going to be a sustainable urbanism talk with architect David Baker, who's a really great guy. And he's an architect who builds for, he's a bicycling architect. Do I have to say any more about that? He's one of us, and he's designing buildings for the future to leave to future generations. He's back from a recent tour of major European cities in which he was armed with a folding bike and a SFBC member. He's a board member, actually. David Baker will reflect on the different approaches to sustainable urbanism that he encountered when he was in Europe. He'll share ideas and images from the Optimistic Towards Car-Free Cities conference in Istanbul and the sleek success of Paris's Vélib bicycle program. That's where you get to rent a bicycle by the half hour. And the effects of London's congestion tax, as well as the city's architectural festival, Open House London. So David Baker has been practicing architecture for nearly 30 years, and in 1996 was selected as a fellow of the American Institute of Architects. It's free, and there's information at area code 510-548-2220, extension 233. And one of the more enduring activities is the night ride, organized by my good buddy Nancy Bodkin. She has this one is going to be a view from Potrero Hill, so a little bit of a hill climb, it sounds like. January 20th, it's always on Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., meet at the Panhandle Statue at the corner of Fell and Baker in the Golden Gate Park Panhandle. It says, catch beautiful views after following the sneaky, least steep route up this hill. By taking it slow and steady, you'll find the hill is not so bad, and the view is worth the effort. Bring blinkies, snacks to share. Thermoses of hot beverages are encouraged in winter. And for more information, you can write to Nancy at nancybotkin.com. B-O-T-K-I-N, nancybotkin.com. Well, okay, I think that's the end of all the events for the next couple of weeks. And do encourage you to get out there and ride your bike and check things out around your town wherever you live. Work for better riding conditions, or just go for a nice ride. It's always a good thing to do, even in the winter. And before I go off to the SFBC holiday party, where we had a bike race in the middle of the office there, I would like to tell you all to write to me. Let me know what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear, and just basic comments. Let me know, or suggestions for future shows, or maybe you are a news story. Maybe you'd like to be interviewed. So write to me at bikescape@sbcglobal.net, or you can go to the blog and leave a comment. That's always advisable at bikescape.blogspot.com. And don't forget to keep the rubber side down, keep your head down, and take the lane. Hey, you got any shout-outs you want to make on Bikescape?
I want to give out a shout out to Kate McCarthy running the stopwatch at the race.
All right, let's hear it, Kate.
You have to compete. Do you have your bikes yet?
Hey, Ted. You got any shout outs for Bikescape?
Ted! Criterium! 2007!
All right.
Rocks!
Whatever.
Get on board for the new year.
You got any Bikescape holiday shout-outs you want to make?
A shout-out to the Bike Coalition for doing such a good job promoting cycling in San Francisco, and a big boo to the mayor and City Hall for not getting the bike plan through and getting the EIR done.
Bastards.
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 Bastards. Bastards.
But we're going to win in the end.
We will win in the end. When people are paying $8 a gallon for gasoline, we'll win.
That's a keeper. Hey, you want to do any shout-outs, any holiday shout-outs? Come on, say hi to
some. Happy Hanukkah.
All right, there you go. I said holiday, not...
Happy holiday.
Yeah, Thomas!
Hey, you got any holiday shout-outs? Take your time. We'll come back to you. We'll come back to you. You got any holiday shout-outs?
No.
Okay. Making a New Year's resolution for better biking in 2008. Everybody sign up. Help us out.
All right, Leah.
That's all I can think of. New Year's resolution.
Always thinking of business. Okay. Taking care of business.
That's it. Better biking in the new year.
Yes.
That's my dream. It's our hope.
Next year in Amsterdam. Okay. That's what all the Jewish people say. Yeah.
Next year we do that junket at Amsterdam we've all been talking about.
It's all about Copenhagen now. It's like, like Netherlands is like, they're good, but now it's Denmark.
Some way to justify, 50%.
Yep, they have the ambitious goal.
Hey, Frank, you got any shout-outs? Holiday shout-outs?
No, I'd like to thank the growing membership, as always. I try to never forget that they allow me to do this nonsense. So...
All right, thanks, Frank.
Oh, of course.
Frank Chan is now in second with 44 seconds.
Frank Chan in second place. Who's in first place? Andy's going to kick ass.
Andy, got your blinky on.
Of course.
Andy is a freelance professional. I play for the number one.
What?
placed, but he's never won. He's placed, but he's never won. Coming over from the tour to Walk SF. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Give me the go.
Come
on. On your mark.
Get set. Let's go. Yay!
Andy, how do you feel? You just came in DFO. What do you think?
It's not really, you know, that I'm competing against anyone but myself. And I think I did it.
Your personal best.
That's my personal best.
Yeah. All right. You got any shout-outs for the holiday shout-outs?
No, no. Just go for a nice ride. That's all.
In the office, but always wear a helmet in the office.
Always wear a helmet in the office. Don't be irresponsible.
John!